quite a few guys out there on the mound, obviously looking for guys that can, you know, locate and try to find out who that's going to be late in the season, right? They can
right.
go out there and, you know, maybe, you know, who's going to be a starter, who's going to be a middle reliever, who can come off the bench and throw strikes, all feeling those things out, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And that's something that we saw, especially in the first game. I mean, just a whole lot of walks. And in game two, just giving them free bases. I mean, you can't walk, you know, 15, 16 guys and expect good outcomes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But first game, our offense did pretty well. I mean, score eight mm-hmm. runs. I mean, that's kind of that threshold of when you can start winning baseball games and have a couple of mistakes. But like you said, just had a lot of guys thrown out today just to kind of see where we're at with pitching. Mm-hmm. I mean, later on in the season, like, you know, there's however many games are left, and we've only played five games now. So
yeah.
just trying to figure out who's going to be kind of in their slot for the season to come.
Yeah, I think you're going to have guys that progress and, you know, learn to locate. You know, you got to kind of work off that fastball, right? And,
yep.
you know, and guys early in the season trying to find out what pitches they can throw over. And, you know, the contrast to home plate, too, there's guys, you know, just trying to see the ball, trying to get something going, you know. And, you know, early in the season you go up, you're like, ah, I missed that one pitch.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just I think that's all going to come here in the season for the Aberdeen Smitties. Schedule ahead, got some Sioux Falls teams coming up. Competition probably not going to get any easier. Probably going to face some big arms probably down there in Sioux Falls. A little bit more velo maybe. What
yep.
do you got coming ahead here, Coach?
Yeah, for sure. So we got T and Rapid City Stevens this weekend, and they're some of the top teams in the state. I mean, very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously played a little bit more than we have. It's just nicer down south. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I think these losses just teach us a lot about, you know, the culture of our program and really where these boys want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked to them out there and like, hey, what are we made of? Do
yeah.
we want to be a top five team or do we want to be in the middle? Like, you're going to have to show us. And I think this is kind of a wake-up call for us. Like, hey, like, we just got to play better. We're going to be seeing, you know, some steep competition this weekend. We're going to, like you said, some big arms, some better batters, and we got to come with our A game. So I think, you know, this was a necessary evil, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of wake it up a little bit. So, but I'm going to be excited to see how these boys respond. I mean, we have a great group of guys here and can't wait to see what they can do this weekend.
Definitely a coachable doubleheader, right?
Start sure.
talking, you know, playing small ball. That runner gets to third base. Kind of changes everything in high school baseball. It does. Just the pitching, catching, it's got to dial in. You can't have anything in the dirt. Got to stay around the zone. Getting the runner towards – you switch to the other side when you're at the plate – getting that runner to third base is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes everything as far as defense. Would you agree, Coach?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, whenever you get guys in scoring position, I mean, it just opens up what we can do. I mean, and kudos to Levi. He did a great job behind the plate today trying mm-hmm. to minimize, you know, he's a brick wall back there.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you know, baseball's weird. Sometimes you might have a guy go out and pitch who never spikes it and have a couple guys who do. And, you know, there's not much we can do. But, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And that's just something that we're still trying to work out here.